Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, that was one hell of a quick divorce and getting remarried. Not messing around there. Got a lot of stuff. As you just heard in the sports update from Hollywood to kick off our morning, Mario Cristobal will have his press conference this morning at 10 a.m. Yes, he's officially the head football coach for the Miami Hurricanes. We'll have it here live on WQAM at 10. And if Mario keeps talking, he's had a lot of Cuban coffee this morning. Not that that guy needs a lot. That thing could go a good hour. That thing could go, hey, man, Zaz might just put that thing on automatic pilot today, man, and just get.
It's a heck of a way to start your show, though, with Manny, with Mario Cristobal there. Right?
Well, and listen, everybody's going to do that. There's going to be some Mannys and Marios getting tied together. I think we both did one yesterday. Uh-huh. I think we all jumped in. Anyway. Some powerful stuff coming out from Manny Diaz, who, by the way, you know, you got Mario, okay, and I think most people are happy. But Manny went out and made sure that on Twitter let everybody know, especially in the first paragraph, about being disappointed in the university's decision and the manner in which everything played out over the last few weeks. The uncertainty impacted the team, our staff, their families, no question about it. It's been going on for a while. These are real people that gave everything to this program. For that, for them, I hurt.
A hell of an opening paragraph to that.
So quick and right to the point, which I think everybody's been talking about, including national people that have covered this and everything else. And listen, Manny left some good players. There's some good young players here to start this thing, and I wish Manny only the best before we get into the Mario stuff here. Curious to see what happens and how the rest of college football looks at him. Is he interested in one of these small jobs? I kept hearing people going, he should go to FIU, and I go, I don't see him going to FIU. I just, after doing this and then to go to FIU, I don't see it. Defensive coordinator in some programs, I could see that. Listen, there's still coaches jumping schools, getting fired. There's a bunch of jobs out there. Hell, by the way, hell of a lot better than FIU, I might add. A lot better that are still opening as we speak. So
I'm guessing he doesn't race in anything here. That buyout money will tide him over for just a little bit here.
I think we have found out from most of these guys they get the itch to get back in. But
I don't think he's going to jump into something like FIU or something.
No.
Just to do it. Like, he's got enough money to he'll be okay for a little bit, right?
I mean, I'm just throwing this out, and please don't take this, but just thinking of jobs that are open right now, like the Clemson coordinator job, be a good job. Pays a hell of a lot more than FIU job, head coaching job. It's a big time job. Something like that, I could see something to get your career going again and set you up if you have some success.
Do you think he'll be offered a D coordinator job by one of these
schools? I wouldn't be surprised. The question is, like you said, where is he
right
emotionally, and everything else? But hey, man, I've told you guys before. I ran into Manny Diaz. Manny Diaz went out and was relentless on this James Williams thing when it looked like James Williams was all over the place and going here and there. And I saw him from his sophomore year when he was at American Heritage Plantation. Stuck with it, even though a lot of people are trying to push that kid to go different places. And so there are some stories like that. While I know people are going, well, you know, we didn't get enough guys. Listen, he got some pretty good guys last year. That recruiting class last year got a couple of fives and lots of fours on it. So anyway, we move on to a guy that is a real pit bull in recruiting, and that is Mario Cristobal from before, and being around Mario and knowing Mario for a long, long time. And I think the most impressive thing that I've seen Mario Cristobal do, he's already in good shape with all the schools down here. I believe we'll probably talk to him hopefully the next day or two that he's going to be fine. He not that he got everybody, but he went after it. Even when he was at FIU, he recruited whatever they lacked in money and budget, he went after it. But I will tell you what he did on the West Coast for a kid that's from Florida, from South Florida, to go out there and break into that. Now, listen, it was wide open because all those teams are bad. It was a little bit easier.
Right, Pac-12's wide open.
A little bit easier when UCLA and USC are struggling. Yeah. But he went in there, and he got some really good players that I think people have seen through the draft over the last couple of years. He got a pass rusher that that's going to be one of the top picks again this year. So
he's always been known as a top recruiter wherever he went. It didn't matter where he went. Even when he went to Alabama for the time that he was there with Nick, he was one of their top dogs.
Yeah.
And he's always been a top dog.
So, but that's in the South. That guy going out to the West Coast
in
a market that he's not, and going through that big-ass state, we call it a three-tier state, Sacramento area, San Francisco area, and then the big boy down south, the big, big boy. And he did a great job. And whatever was good in Washington and Oregon, the handful of good players in those two states, he did a really, really nice job and pulled in a couple guys from other places. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to guessing Mario's going to jump on this tonight. And he's got three groups to take care of, man. He's got to keep the guys he has and talk to them and have that big team meeting. Then he's got to go out and see what he can save of Manny Diaz's recruiting class, the guys they're still in on and have a chance, and even guys they might have recently lost, try to go back and get them, and then go out and get this thing going and decide what he's going to do in the transfer portal and all those type of things. So he got a lot of work, obviously, and also put those 10 coaches together. I believe it's 10. It used to be 9. I believe it's 10 now. Assistants with a lot of money. And the biggest surprise of this whole thing for me, the biggest, I'm with Dave Hyde. He's going to join us a little bit later on in the show. Zach, has been the amount of money that the University of Miami has coughed up for this time around to go, we are going to go and put together the money that all the big boys are putting together.
Well, think about it. The buyout for Manny, the buyout for Mario in Oregon, the payment now to Mario here, the amount of money that they're allotting for the assistant coaches and for the rest of the coordinator, whatever. I mean, Joe, this was known for how long? And even Jimmy said in the article, like, we'd never been known as a school that had money in the background.
Nope.
All of a sudden now, look how much cash there. I mean, bags of cash are being handed out right now.
It has always been a job where I'm going to win a championship or do a real good job, and then I'll go get paid and
right.
go to a better job, whether it's to the pros. Jimmy left and went to Dallas, whether it's Butch going to Cleveland because he claims, and that was all about money too. And he did tell me they got to pay. I mean, I got this thing built up, but I'm not making money.
But has this money been sitting in the background forever, or is it new money? I mean, I only ask that because what's happened the last 15 years? If there was money in the background, why hasn't this been allotted or even tried to be kind of put forward to get the right guys or to make sure you have the right guys around instead of doing what you did?
It's a great question. There is a lot more money in that group and more names coming out. Of people, and by the way, not just people worth hundreds of millions of dollars, but people in the billionaire club.
Right.
And honestly, I know a couple of them that I've mentioned, and their names don't even get mentioned with this new group that is involved in the school that's been successful. And apparently, these people either went to school there, the kids have gone to school there, or have always been fans of the school, have stepped up. I think it's a batch, too. I don't think it's just a couple of people and said, enough's enough. We're going to sit back and bitch we got to make a commitment if we're going to get somebody with a big name and have a chance with that big name to get better recruits and continue to work on the facilities. The stadium issue is not for today, not for me at least. Done with the make-believe Coral Gables High School.
Sure, right?
You know it's coming. It's
coming. Oh, stop it, Woody. The make-believe high school right. story. Like, stop it. Then the guys yesterday's all upset that that everybody is getting on them about
it. Give me a break.
Like, come on, man. Coral Gables High School? Come on, man. You're better than that.
Well, you just got to pick it up and throw it somewhere else. That's what this basically the story is. Give me
a
break.
So anyway, listen, it's going to be an interesting one. It's a huge story, too, that yesterday we thought it was done, and here we are with a press conference, and things obviously have been moving forward real fast with everything that's going on. And by the way, some of the worst reporting by all of us in the history of covering a story, and I'm right there at the top.
We're right with you.
Wait a second.
Whoa!
Hold on a second. Wait a second. That's Jimmy Buffett going down to the Keys. I'm trying to figure out where he might have stopped.
I'm guessing he stopped.
Wasn't Key Largo. No. Dock, it wasn't right. Key Largo. Wasn't Isla Mirada. Some other little place that sits back on the ocean. Been there. Beautiful, private. It's a vacation every day. That must mean Jimmy Johnson joins us this morning. How's that for a lead-in, Jimmy?
Pretty good intro.
Joel, that's pretty good. Yeah, I don't know about a vacation every day, but vacation most days. I do work occasionally, you know.
Well, listen, that job you got right now, it's pretty damn good. I can tell you that. I like Jimmy. I've been watching since talking to you. I go, man, they really want Jimmy on that show. He's cut back on the travel and still getting paid doing that same show with his buddies.
I talked to him yesterday. He said, are you coming to L.A. this week? I said, nope, I'm going to stay at home this week. I'll see y'all next week.
Well, Jimmy, we've actually been thinking about you, and I saw you talked to some of the writers yesterday watching this from the Keys. And I know you were fairly close to Manny Diaz, and I know he's a big fan of yours. And now Mario Cristobal, another. I know you know the Cristobal family. What's your thoughts on what has taken place over the last few days?
Well, first of all, I do feel bad for Manny because I he's organized. And he brought in some good players, but it just didn't happen. And that's just part of the business. In fact, I had a little message from Urban Meyer yesterday, coaching is a very difficult position, and you can't turn things around overnight. But as far as Mario, I've known the Cristobal family for 30 years and, of course, coached and recruited both Mario and his brother Lewis. And so I'm excited about it. Mario is a proven winner. It's not like you bringing in a young coach that hadn't been a head coach before. He's got the experience, and he's had success at the highest level, so he knows how to get it done. Plus, he's one of the top recruiters in the country. And obviously he loves University of Miami. So he's going to bring some passion and energy, to the program. And I like what the alumni are doing.
Wow.
They're putting some money into the program, and there for years, we almost laughed about it, about how poor our facilities were compared to, our competitors. But we knew we could win because we had some great players down here. And so the attractiveness of University of Miami was that you were going to win. But, teams have come down to South Florida and taken some of those great players. And, it's hurt, the program. And so we've got to keep those players here.
Jimmy, I just have to ask you that, you brought up Manny and obviously the statement he put out yesterday. It's just a crazy way to end the whole Manny Diaz era down here. I know that you knew him and you spoke to him and he came down, he spoke to you, talked to you, the whole deal. But just the way in that statement yesterday, that is an unbelievable way to end an era here for a coach.
Yeah, it's difficult. But, University of Miami was in a difficult position too because, I don't think it was 100%. That Manny was going to get fired. If Mario, had not taken the job, the job would have been open, for Manny. And so, they had to kind of wait until things developed. Of course, Oregon was playing, you know, another game against Utah. And so they had to wait till that game was over with. So I understand University of Miami. Yeah, you know, I mean, there's never an easy way to do it, really, Zach. You know, there's never an easy way to make a departure or a firing. And so, you know, hey, I still had thoughts that Manny might keep the job if Mario had turned it down.
Yeah, no, I think we're all thinking that. By the way, so you hit on something really. The winning took care of everything, and the kids wanted to stay home and all that. Can it ever realistically get back to where it was? And because now we've opened a floodgate for the Nick Sabans, Helicopter Man, and Kirby Smart, and the rest of these guys to come down here, Jimmy. How, and they've had great success. They're getting really good 4- and 5-star players. How do you turn it around?
Yeah, you know, I think actually, you know, bringing Mario in, I think might keep some of those players.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, the other thing too, Joe, there's two things right now that's really a problem in college athletics. You know, that's the transfer portal and the NIL as far as them making money. You know, so, you know, all that those two things have done is let the rich get richer.
Right.
You know, players want to transfer. I mean, it's sometimes it's difficult to coach some of these players because, you know, you jump on their case and you start punishing them, you know, for not going to class. And then they say, the heck with you, I'm going to go transfer somewhere else. But there is a positive, you know, a lot of players around the country, they would love to come to South Florida. You know, hey, it's a beautiful place. Right. It's a great place to go to school. So the transfer portal thing may be an advantage if you've got a proven head coach that's winning games.
Yeah.
So it can work to our advantage to keep some of those players and to get some of the great players from around the country.
Let me ask you, how would Jimmy Johnson do today with that transfer portal? What would that be, a big part of your recruiting?
Yeah, you know, there's two trains of thought there. You know, you say, well, okay, well, you know, you can't be too hard on them. You know, you got to be a little bit soft on them because you don't want them to transfer. Well, then you get beat. You know, and so I'd rather have the guy that wants to be there, that's willing to take the discipline, that's willing to pay the dues, and, you know, really be physical with our practices and get them ready to play. Because, hey, if that other guy transfers, at least the guy that steps up is going to be ready to play, and he's going to be a good player. You can't be soft on him, thinking, well, hey, you know, I got to be careful because he'll leave me and he'll go somewhere else. You know, you still got to be disciplined. You know, you look at the game last night with New England. You know, the guy gets it done, but, you know, everybody complains how hard he works them and how disciplined they are and, you know, how sometimes it's not a lot of fun, but he wins games.
Yep.
You know, and he wins games with some players that probably couldn't, you know, play somewhere else, but they're disciplined and they don't make mistakes. And so that's the train of thought I would be in. I'd still be physical. I'd still be disciplined. I'd still be hard on them. I'd still be demanding. And if they didn't like it, they could go somewhere else and
right.
make mistakes.
Right.
But they weren't going to make mistakes for me.
Jimmy, are you surprised or shocked that Mario took this job and left in Oregon and left a program like that to come down here? I mean, I know he's got roots down here, obviously played down here. But is it shocking a little bit?
Yeah, I was on the fence as far, you know, when, you know, some of the people called and said, do you think he would come? I said, I don't know if he's using this for leverage or whatever, but I know how strong he feels about University of Miami. I know how strong his family ties are. And let me tell you what, I remember going when I was with the Dolphins playing a playoff game when we beat Seattle in the playoffs, my last game to coach. Man, that's a long way to Seattle. I mean, Jesus.
It's a long flight, yeah.
I remember I took our little dog Buttercup and Buttercup, you know, went on the bus to the plane and didn't use a bathroom, had a 6.5-hour flight, did not use a bathroom. Man, when we got to that hotel, she couldn't wait to go to the bathroom. But that is a long way away.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, and you know, Mario, you know, was just, I guess his mother's sick, and so he was just here a few weeks ago. He realizes how far it is away from his family and away from his friends.
Yeah.
And you know, the success that Mario had at University of Miami, man, that's a strong attraction. You know, you got great memories and great feelings for the university. No different than the great feelings I have for University of Miami. You know, at one time I used to say that was the happiest 5 years of my life until now. You know, and so, again, you know, there's an attraction there. I mean, that's why all the former players come back. You know, they love the school.
I leave you with this one. I guess so. This one Zach brought up this morning, and I agree. He goes, Joe, where did all this money come from? Why is it we've never seen it with all these strong alumni and these wealthy guys? And I didn't realize that there are apparently a lot of billionaires around, either care, went to school there, or have just said, I've had enough. I want Miami to be good enough, and it's not going to be because of lack of money. I am shocked. 10-year, $80 million plus plenty of money for your assistants to be the highest paid in the ACC. Never thought I'd hear that out of the U, Jimmy.
Man, if they would have popped up their heads when I was there, I might not have gone to Dallas.
Well, Jimmy, that was going to be my final question to you. They never invited you to that back room where all those dollars were? I don't understand. Jimmy, what happened?
Beautiful.
I thought you might have a key to that room.
Right? I hear Butch going, me too, Jimmy, me too.
Hey, boy, where were they? Better late than never.
Yeah, no question. Jimmy, it's always great having you, man. And you're right. Man Belichick is unbelievable, sitting there with the best damn record
in
AFC.
He's so good. I talked to him the other day. He said, hey, we're going to get it going eventually. He said, you know, but got a bunch of young kids. You just got to make sure they don't make mistakes. he is something else. He's the best, that's for sure.
He goes 40-mile-an-hour winds, 20-something degrees, no problem. We got a game plan. We're going to run the ball down their throat. Wow. Good stuff. Jimmy, thank you.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Coach. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Jimmy Johnson joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. How about that?
Wow, we got to roll in here this morning and get things rolling. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. Tua, we're going from Coach Johnson to Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback of the Miami Dolphins. He's going to join us next. 5 in a row for the Miami Dolphins, trying to get back to .500. We'll hear from Tua and his improvement and his weapons, all coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wow, what a crazy Tuesday after all the news from yesterday, as Mario Cristobal has accepted the job with the University of Miami. He'll have his press conference this morning in Coral Gables at 10 a.m. We will carry it live here on Sports Radio 560 WQAM, so you can listen to all of it if you're around town wondering what Mario is going to have to say before he puts his tennis shoes on and hits the South Florida market hard, with obviously a lot of catching up to do with players they have on the team now, players they're recruiting, and also looking for some new players that might be on his radar before verbal commitments become signed papers. So all that stuff comes in. By the way, we didn't talk about it. Jimmy Johnson brought it up this morning, Monday Night Football. I played in the cold weather. I have played in wind. But I've never had that combo that they had last night as the Patriots beat Buffalo, where the, I guess, wind chill was in the 20s. The winds got up to 40 miles an hour.
That is crazy.
Field goals and passes were no sure thing last night. So what does Bill Belichick know it's going to happen? He goes, we are going to run the ball all over the Bills. We're going to think we're the Indianapolis Colts, the way we're going to run on them.
I can't believe it. First off, I look at the box score. Not only can't believe that Mac Jones only threw 3 passes, but I'm actually shocked that Josh Allen threw 30 in that weather.
A little different. I've said this many, many times. One guy's got a weatherproof arm. And they just said, hey, Mac, just hand it off. 2 of 3 for 19 yards throwing it. But this is going to be about us running the ball, not turning it over. 222 yards on 46 attempts, and a nice big fat 4.8 average as they go into Buffalo. And now, that's why we play the games. You know, it always, oh, Buffalo's the best team. No. The Patriots are now not only the best team in the AFC East, they're the best team right now in the AFC, as they would have the number one seed as of right now. And by the way, I look at the teams behind them. The Ravens, the Titans, and the Kansas City Chiefs, all with 8 wins. None of them can beat the Patriots. The Kansas City Chiefs are kind of a defensive team right now. I don't know what happened to their passing game, and Mahomes not throwing touchdown passes and all the other things. But, yeah, the Patriots, the guy can coach, man. I mean, you can say whatever you want. He needed Brady. No, he took that team last year, wasn't very good, and they were damn near 500. And this group, since that 2-4 start, have not lost a game and won 7 straight.
Oh, it's incredible. It's the same. I mean, think about their winning streak, the Dolphins' winning streak, but I have to disagree with you on who could beat them. I think Kansas City in a playoff game will be different. I think Baltimore is struggling. I think Tennessee's toast at this point, especially without their horse, their big guy, who in the playoffs is the hardest guy to stop. But Kansas City, if they could just somehow get that offense to click a little bit, just a tiny bit, because they haven't been in weeks, that I still think is a team to beat. But New England is the biggest surprise in the NFL
now. They look all around really good with a running game built for this weather. And that defense is one of the best ones he's had. It's damn good. Got a lot of good players. All right, listen, we'll have more on that, of course. Last night also, the Heat, boy, I'll tell you what, Memphis brought it last night. They were playing in 10th gear last night, 10th being the highest gear you can get on my make-believe world. They were flying up and down the court. Unbelievable, getting that win 105-90. Jimmy Butler re-injured his tailbone, took another. God, my God, man, that guy takes some falls. Those would knock a lot of guys out, some of the falls he's taken right on the backside there. And so some ugly numbers for the Heat. Can't overcome it. Seems a little Bam hangover with it. We'll talk more about that. Got a lot more to get to. Dave Hyde going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour from the Sun Sentinel. A lot more stuff, a lot of news to get to. So we'll have all that stuff coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour. But first, Want to take a moment to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Man, I'm telling you right now, Chevy's never looked better than it does right now. And during the holiday season, if you're looking around and looking for something new, looking for a new lease, well, look, you're going to love what you see and what Chevy dealers are calling the best overall products they've ever had. Made some changes in 2021, starting with the Tahoe and Suburban, the most obvious one to me. They got a sporty look, and they added more space to their large SUVs. Wow, more space. Man, you thought they had space before, you ought to see them now. And not just that, but the midsize SUV, that new Traverse is fantastic. It is so spacious. So spacious for you and the whole family, and it's a mid-sized SUV, and it's got a great look as well. And then the smaller SUVs like that Equinox SUV, the Trailblazer, and those Silverado durable strong trucks. We got the perfect truck for you and your lifestyle. Whether it needs to be a family working truck or a full-time working truck, they're all durable, they're all strong. You got to get out and take some test drives at your South Florida Chevy dealers. No excuses, man. Best overall products and convenient locations everywhere. Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.